Hey there. This is your host, Andrea. I just wanted to ask you a question. Are you interested in being on a podcast? Do you want to share your amazing story with the world? Or are you interested in hosting a podcast yourself? Well, if you are, then we really recommend PodMatch. PodMatch works to ensure that well-suited guests, hosts, and collaborators can find you. With an easy filtering process where you can either match with a potential guest or you can pass. It's that easy. Don't have a podcast? Don't worry. You can be a guest on someone else's podcast and share your story with their audience. It's just a click away. Here at Direct Impact, we love the ease of using PodMatch and all the connections that we've been able to make through their platform. If this is something that piques your interest, tap this episode. Scroll down to the bottom of our show notes and click our link, joinpodmatch.com/directimpactpodcast to support the show. Again, that's www.joinpodmatch.com/directimpactpodcast. Welcome to Direct Impact, where we discuss the various ways our mental health and quality of life intersect. I'm your host, Andrea Epting, licensed professional counselor, master's addictions counselor, and certified sex therapist. Think of our time together as focused self-reflection mixed with insight, passion, and empowerment. Now, take a deep breath. Now let's dive in and see what impacts you today. Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is your host, Andrea Epting, and you're listening to the Direct Impact Podcast. We've got a good episode for you today, and the title is The High of the Hunt. Why the chase feels better than the catch. And if you are in recovery from any type of substance or behavioral addiction, like this episode is for you, because it is all of the dopamine that somebody gets that high from that comes in the hunt, not the catch. Okay. And so it is often a surprise to people, both betrayed partners and active addicts, to learn that it's not about the orgasm. It's not about the catch. It's not about the person. It is not about anything other than fueling the disease. Okay. And it starts with craving. It starts with an urge that leads to seeking out a high, this dopamine hit, okay? It's not just dopamine. It is quite the chemical cocktail that is produced in the brain, and the person becomes so agitated and so preoccupied and so obsessed with scratching that itch. That's where the high is coming in, and they become desperate, desperate to scratch that itch at any and all cost. Is all they can think about is how bad it itches. And it doesn't matter how it gets scratched. It does not matter how dangerous it is to knock on that door of this prostitute. It does not matter how dangerous it is to go to this particular site. Okay? It doesn't matter to them at the moment. They have been hijacked at this point. And so it is a surprise, and it's also sometimes hurtful to learn, like, the act means very little to the person. It is a means to an end. Now, the active addict really does know that, and they fall into this very intense shame following the act. Once they, you know, their brain comes back online and they realize what they have done yet again, despite promises to self and promises to others, they realize that their behavior is out of control. What I am talking about now is a lot of the work you do in the first step of 12-step recovery is powerlessness and unmanageability, you know, and it doesn't matter if it's substances, it doesn't matter if it's sexual compulsivity, it is powerlessness and unmanageability. Your brain has been hijacked. Your frontal lobe does not engage in times of that degree of distress and desperation, okay? And so this recovery thing, it is not easy, and it is not all at once. It is a process, okay? It's a process. It's 3 steps forward, 2 steps back, 3 steps forward, 3 steps back, 3 steps forward, 1 step back, 3 steps forward, 1/2 step back. It is a process of healing. And that is the way the healing of the brain works. And we have got to start really recognizing, owning, and accepting that this is about the brain. This is about the human brain that has been hijacked and how to rewire it in a way where they can have pause and choice back in their life. Pause and choice, okay? Because this addictive neural pathway, it is a thick one, okay? It's wide and it is wide open. And it's so easy to fly down that path. But we are trying to create new pathways, several new pathways, new choices, new options, and pause so the frontal lobe can say, do I want to go down that addictive path that inevitably leads to chaos, dysfunction, destruction, and blowing up my life? Or do I want to maybe go this way, or this way, or this way, or this way, right? So many different options can be created in recovery, and that is what we are looking to do. But please do understand that, you know, back in the day, especially before, you know, the internet, the great accelerant thrown on pornography, right? I mean, before that, you know, a lot of people were, you know, having anonymous sex, meetups, and they, I mean, this is still happening, of course, but it's less frequent. But people were cruising and looking. And the dopamine and the chemical cocktail that they were getting that was leading them closer and closer and closer to a decision of insanity, it was mounting. You know, the actual encounter was just a means to an end. It was just to scratch an itch. And I'm trying to create, you know, this in your mind's eye so you understand, for betrayed partners, for recovering addicts, that you understand that this is, if you're active in a disease, out of your control, okay? You have got to, surrender, you know? That's step two. It's time to surrender, which means I have a problem with this, okay? Just because every other area of my life is fabulous, I seem to be successful, I seem to achieve and do well and have, you know, and make wise decisions, in this area, you do not. You are powerless over this disease. All right, I want to tell you about Brain FM. Some days our focus is stretched thin. Different sources of stimulation regularly wear on our attention. Working from home can obviously exacerbate these issues. At best, curated playlists can be a crapshoot. Whether they'll actually push you to be more productive, who knows? This is why we use Brain FM. These guys have neural phase locking audio technology and fire soundtracks that shift your neurons into focus mode. Visit brainfm.com. That's www.brainfm.com. Use the promo code DIRECTIMPACT for great discounts. That's Direct Impact with no spaces. Now, visit the link in our show notes. And once you can come to a place of acceptance, of powerlessness and unmanageability, then you can move to surrender. And surrendering is what happens when somebody walks through my doors at Resolve Strategies, Inc. They walk through the door and it is surrender. It is like, I am done. I have to be done. I need help because my disease keeps showing up and my disease is still very loud. And when I get triggered and that chemical cocktail is released, I know inevitably I am going to go down that path that leads to hell. That is surrender. That is honesty. That is openness. That is vulnerability. And that's what's required in this thing called recovery. And so I just want you to understand, it is not about the orgasm. It is not about the person. It is not about the site. It is not about the content. It's not about the material. It's not about the stimuli. It is about what has happened to your brain and the necessary steps that must be taken for you to heal. All right? So, again, why the chase feels better than the catch? The catch feels awful. The catch feels horrible. Because it is something that you have done that you swore you would never do again. The catch is when you become aware of powerlessness and unmanageability, and that intense shame is what follows. All right. So what do we do? What do we do about this? Well, please go work with a specialist, a certified sex addictions therapist, somebody who really has been working in sexual compulsivity for a long period of time. This is part of their practice. Get involved in SAA. Okay. Start a 12-step process. Start calling your sponsor every day, because you're going to be triggered multiple times a day. And it's important that you have someone you can reach out to. Okay. What else do? You start to really pay attention to your middle circle behaviors, the things you have to have boundaries with. Do you need to disconnect from your iPhone? Do you need to put that laptop away for 90 days? Do you need to take a different route to work? What do you need to do? What people, places, and things do you need to avoid or have really good boundaries with in order to succeed? Okay. So honesty is important. And please understand that early on, denial is still showing up pretty regular. Rationalization, minimization, all of this is showing up. And that's why having a sponsor and having a psychotherapist in place and having a process or a task group in place is so important. You want to pass these thoughts and any decisions through them first to make sure it's recovery minded. All right, guys, thanks so much for showing up, and I will show up for you again next time. Bye for now.
Thank you for dropping in. Snaps to you, because you have made a direct impact by listening to this podcast. Make sure to follow us on social media and stay tuned every week for a new episode of Direct Impact with Andrea Epstein.
Does anyone else feel like they just earned an extra brain wrinkle? Do you feel like that went by way too fast and just cannot wait till the next episode? Then leave a review and share this episode with a friend, a loved one, a coworker, or whomever, because your valued feedback makes a direct impact.
Here is our legal language and disclaimer. Yes, I am a psychotherapist, but guess what? I'm not your psychotherapist. And this podcast is solely for the purposes of enhancement, education, and entertainment. It is in absolutely no way a replacement for professional counseling services. If you find that you need additional supports, we really strongly encourage you to seek them out today. Thanks, guys.
Heads Up Guidance Services, or HUGS, is a nonprofit organization dedicated to removing all barriers to quality professional counseling services. At HUGS, all motivated individuals, couples, and families can access the support they need and deserve in an outpatient setting. They recruit dedicated, compassionate, and socially conscious professionals who volunteer their time and specialized skill pro bono. HUGS doesn't work with third-party payers, insurance companies, or government dollars. Rather, they operate entirely with the support of people just like you. To help support HUGS, visit www.headsupsavannah.org.